behind the hill, you know, I feel so good. Yes, I feel so good.
Back at Fitzgerald, wonderful to be back on Roosevelt. That was a song written by a Chicago resident, Mr. Big Bill Brinzey. And that was a song from now, and we put out about a year and a half or so ago called Common Ground. The Album Brothers play and sing the songs of their hero, Mr. Big Bill Brinzey. We put that record out, Grammy nominated. Came so close. But that doesn't matter. We put that record out. We traveled America. We played across Canada, Europe, New Zealand, Australia. Year and a half. Nobody killed each other. My brother and I took that as a good omen, and because we hadn't made a record for 30 years together before the Common Ground thing, we decided that if we hadn't killed each other, we would make another one to make up for those 30 years, and we did. It's called Lost Time. It's available back over there in the corner from our good friend Will Skinner. We're going to do a bunch of songs for that record right now in a row. This first one was written by a very great and underrated Chicago songwriter. Phil and I got to meet him when we were, well, many years ago, let's just put it that way. And his name was Oscar Brown Jr. And it's perfect for a Saturday night here at Fitzgerald's with a little hum on the amplifier. It's called Mr. Kicks. A song my brother first and I first heard when we were little kids off of a flip side of a Tampa Red record by the Golden Gate Gospel Quartet. This song's from the 1930s, but no matter what decade it is, this song is always appropriate, and it's called I Declare Berwyn, Illinois. The world is in a bad condition.
Bad condition, I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. world is in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I guess I better make a move. I better move.
Song of the new album was written by a Chicago legend, if there ever was one. This is written by a man who was a friend of ours, man I got to make music with many times, one of the greatest of the American folk blues songwriters. This song was written by the legendary Willie Dixon. Thank you.
Rosa Parks told the Montgomery judge, it's time for you to sit in the back of the bus. Go on, sit down. Sit down, Mr. Judge. Sit down and rest a while. You better sit down. Sit down, baby. Sit down and rest a while.
Story before this song, but I'll just, we got a lot to do tonight and it's getting late and I know you got to go to bed early, but we're going to shorten the storytelling here and just boil it down to the facts. When we were little kids, my brother and I followed around a blues singer by the name of Big Joe Turner, and we were little kids and it didn't take long for Big Joe to recognize the powerful lungs that my brother possessed, and he started teaching my brother all about singing. He didn't teach me anything, but he taught my brother a lot about singing. And Joe was a lifelong teacher, mentor, inspiration, and family friend. So on the Big Bill Brunzi record, we only did Big Bill Brunzi songs. On the new record, we do a bunch of different people's songs. We do four Big Joe Turner songs. And like I said, when we were little kids, we used to follow them around. Some people are parrot heads, some people are deadheads. My brother and I are Joe heads. Everywhere you'd see Big Joe Turner, you'd see these two little kids behind him. So we cut four songs, and the reason we did it is you don't hear people do Big Joe Turner songs that much anymore. And there's a reason for that, and that reason is not many people can sing like Big Joe Turner anymore. And the other reason is when we do these songs, we're going to do a couple Big Joe songs in a row here for you. When we do these songs, we're those little kids again, and Big Joe Turner's back on stage. So here's one from the late 1930s called Cherry Red Blue.
Mama, sit down on your daddy's knee. I wanna tell everybody how you been worrying me. Now if that's your secret, you better keep it to yourself. Cause if you tell me, baby, else. Now I've never loved, and I hope I never will, cause this loving proposition is gonna get somebody killed. Thank you. take me, pretty mama. Rock me in your big brass bed, and you can rock me, baby, till my face turns cherry red, cherry red. Cause this loving proposition is gonna get somebody killed.
From the 1950s called Hide and Seek. This song Big Bill wrote about a flood.
dark and it was raining. You could hear them howling wind. Dark it was raining. You could hear them howling wind. Well, if I get away this time, Lord, we didn't have a thing to eat. Water had come in and washed everything I had down the street. It was early one morning. Water was coming in my door. It was the Ohio River telling us get ready, telling us get ready, girl. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, we've done songs tonight written by Big Bo Brunzi, like that last one. And the first one, we've done a song written by Willie Dixon, songs written by Big Joe Turner, songs written by Oscar Brown Jr., and songs written by the Golden Gate Gospel Quartet. We're going to change pace for a couple of songs and do a song that was written by a songwriter I really admire, young and up and coming man, me. Many years ago, before many of you were born, I was a bumbling, stumbling, mumbling wannabe poet. But my brother Phil said, David, I am starting a soon-to-be seminal, influential, distinguished rhythm and blues orchestra that I'm calling the Blasters. And I would like for you to come and play guitar too loud in the band. And I said, I think I can handle that. So I would write some songs and then my brother would interpret them with his majestic pipes. So here's one of those little puppy dogs right now.
Well, I'm old enough to know the score, but I'm young enough to want the more. I say it means enough, and all said and done. I'm just a hip for the fun. And I don't think twice when the sun goes down. I'm trouble bound. There's a demon deep inside of me. Sometimes I let the whole world run free. I'm trying to make a living during the day. Thank you.
make a living during the day. Deep in the night, I throw it all away. And I don't think twice when the sun goes down. I'm trouble bound.
Trouble bound.
No, I don't think twice when the sun goes down.
how when Johnny Ace got back home to Memphis, Tennessee, everyone on Beale Street came out to see. You know, there were pimps. Word gets around, bro. And hustlers. Husbands. Wild. Women, young and old, old and young, all came to say farewell, Johnny Ace, goodbye. And as the choir sang and the preachers prayed, 5,000 mourners watched him to his grave. Well, there may be a heaven there, may be a hell. No one knows for sure right now. Johnny Ace knows damn well. Big Mama cried, dear Lord, Big Mama said, he put a 22 pistol right up to his head. Sponsor. That song is on an album of mine called 1111, which is available over there from our good friend Will Skinner of Morro Bay, California, way over there in the hipster corner. If you want to be hip, that's where you want to be, is over there with Will Skinner of Morro Bay, California. He travels the globe with us, spreading the gospel, or whatever it is we're spreading. Now, we've got t-shirts and tote bags, but we even got hoodies for these cold spring nights. We have CDs, we have LPs, yes sir, we do have 78s. We have perfume for the ladies. We may have run out, but check with Will. We have lovely Sarah Borges materials, albums and t-shirts. And by the way, thanks to Sarah Borges, we've been on a tour for 5 weeks, she's been with us the whole time. She's an ass kicker, a soulful little ass kicker. And thank you, Sarah. But back to Will. A little known fact about Will Skinner of Morro Bay, California. He knows a lot about California sea otters, and I know that the good people of Chicagoland care deeply about the California sea otter. But he lives right there in Morro Bay, and they come up on the beach and they talk to him and everything. But here's another fact about Will Skinner that might send you over to that souvenir table. Many years ago, he was roommates, this is true, with pop rock vocalist Eddie Money. I kid you not. So head on over there. You don't have to buy anything, but you can ask him about the time he, Eddie Money, and a California sea otter walked into a bar. It's a pretty good story. That's right, we do have, you're absolutely right, sir. We do have two tickets to Paradise available back there at the Will Skinner merchandise table. All right, now we're gonna thanks to our sponsor. Now we're going to move on to do a song from the Big Bill Brunzi record. This is a song my brother and I first heard when we were little kids, and we were possessed by it. Powerful, pounding, passionate, persuasive, percussive, boogie-woogie beat. And the other reason we dug it was it may have a dirty word or two in it. This is a Big Bill song from the 1930s called Truckin'. You see where this is going. Truckin', Little Woman.
See, that girl has a bob of the head. Do you hear me? What I said, she's a truckin' little woman, don't you know? Truckin' little woman, don't you know? Truckin' little woman, hey, I'm from Tennessee. This little girl that I'm speaking about, if a tail of baby, there ain't no doubt. She builds up round, right on the ground. She can look up as long as you can look down, but she's a truckin' little woman, don't you know? Truckin' little woman, don't you know? Truckin' little woman, hey, I'm from Tennessee. No boys, don't you be so cool. This little girl, she's just from school. Nothing said, she ain't no fool. Can't make out, she's stubborn as a mule. But she's a talking little woman, don't you know? Talking little woman, don't you know? Talking little woman, and from Tennessee. In what drawer? How does she get it? How much it cost? That truck, a big motor with a double exhaust. Truck a little woman, don't you know? Truck a little woman, don't you know? Truck a little woman, and from Tennessee. See that girl coming down the road, jumping a jacket like a model. She pulls a good truckin' mother for you, don't you know? Truckin' mother for you, don't you know? Truckin' mother for you, and from Tennessee.
What some of you are thinking out there. You're probably thinking, I bet those Alvin brothers, when they were little boys, they would hold hands and they would skip merrily through the orange groves of their youth, singing the great folk songs of our land in perfect harmony. But you know what, good people at Fitzgerald's? You'd be wrong. No, we weren't like the Everly Brothers. No, we were not like the Mills Brothers. No, we were not like the Stanley Brothers, or the Delmore Brothers, or the Leuven Brothers, or the Wilburn Brothers, or the Allen Brothers, or the Statler Brothers, or the Hager Twins, or the Isley Brothers, or the Chambers Brothers, or the Statler Brothers. We were a little bit like the Smothers Brothers. And we were nothing at all, nothing at all, nothing at all like the Osmond Brothers. All right, maybe I was a little. We weren't even like the Righteous Brothers, and though they were righteous brothers, they weren't even brothers. That's how bad off we were. But when I was thinking that album 1111 that's available over there from Will Skinner, I decided Chicago, I had to write that wrong. I had to write the song for the Allman Brothers to finally sing together. And I thought long and hard, what are our highs, what are our lows, what are our triumphs, what are our tragedies, what the hell do we share? And then it dawned on me. Because you see Chicago, you see Berlin. I've been fighting this guitar for 30-some years. Till there's blood on my hands and ringing in my ears. Sing my songs around the world, one end to the other. But all they ever ask is, what's up with your brother? Don't encourage him. All right, Fitzgerald, it's Saturday night. We're all crammed in here together. It's a beautiful thing. It's a lovely thing. It's a moment to cherish. We're having a communal moment sharing this music together, sharing our love of this fragile yet enduring music. So it really brings me down that I gotta bum you out. Because we're gonna get heavy. We're gonna get heavy, Chicagoland. We're gonna get heavier than Jethro Tull. Because you see, when the time comes to meet our final fate,
might be the fires of hell, might be the pearly gates,
might be a third option. It's just guitar playing. But whatever awaits us, sisters and brothers of Northern Illinois, it won't matter to us one way or another.
Cause all they're gonna ask is what's up with your brother. You can run, you can hide, but you'll soon discover. No matter where you run, blood is thicker than water. No one asks about our father, sister or mother. All they ever ask is what's up with your brother.
Sophisticated.
Debonair.
Well hatted and well booted.
Brother.
Thank you. We'd like to do another song from the new album that's available back there from Will Skinner. This is a song that my brother and I have dug since, well, forever. It's a song from 1956, originally recorded by the immortal Mr. James Brown.
Please, 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 please,
please don't go.
big brother.
Well, speaking of my big brother, we're going to do a song right now that I wrote about a river next to our hometown. Yeah. You know what, Sandra River had dreamed that I was soaking in rain. Something's gonna rain. Something's gonna rain. Something that old dry river, you know it, all day dry and high. But I play until they pulled off in the tree. You know, I'd stand amongst the dead stumps and smell the blossom on the leaves. Something's gone wrong. Something's gone wrong. Something all those dead trees. You know, they fall in dead. I promise you. So I'm riding, I'm falling no more.
Do the very first song that I ever wrote that my brother deemed worthy to come out of his mouth. But before we do it, I got a couple of things to say. You know, anytime I've been playing this place for almost 20 years, maybe 20 years. And over those 20 years, this stage means a lot to me, and it has accumulated many ghosts. Ghosts that I treasure dearly. So we're going to dedicate this song to those ghosts. We're going to dedicate it to the guy I played here the very first time with the Skeletons. Yeah. Lou Whitney. Yeah. Lou's ghost is up here. I want to dedicate it when the Guilty Women played here to Amy Ferris. The sweet, wild Amy Ferris, her ghost is up here. And I want to dedicate it to my best friend, Mr. Chris Gaffney, his ghost is up here. Tuning my guitar into funny tuning, so I'm not looking. And I also want to dedicate it to a friend of mine who played this place on this stage a couple of times. And he was one of the greatest songwriters. You probably never heard of him, but you heard his songs. I won't go into the list. But he was a good friend and a great guy to get tacos with in East LA at 3 a.m. I want to dedicate this, like I said, to Lou Whitney, Amy Ferris, Chris Gaffney, and to Steve Young.
One.
say we don't do requests. Hey, thank you. We've been on tour for about 5 weeks. Like I said, tonight is the last night before we head over to Europe. And so we want to blow it out a little, if you don't mind. We're going to play for a little while. On this tour, like I said, we were accompanied by the sultry and soulful Sarah Borges. Now, many years ago, there was a great rhythm and blues singer by name and songwriter by the name of Hank Ballard. Maybe you remember, worked with me, Annie. Annie had a baby. Annie's Aunt Fanny. There's a thrill on the hill. Sugar Reed. Finger popping time. And of course, he wrote The Twist. Now, Phil and I used to play with Hank Ballard, and I enjoyed it very much, and he has gone on to the great rhythm and blues heaven in the sky. But maybe we can summon him, and I know just the person who can do it. We'd like to bring out, if she's here, she hasn't gone back to the hotel, please welcome back to the stage, Miss Sarah Borges. To do a little Hank Ballard.
Ready, baby? song I wrote about Sarah Borges, by the way, goddamn it.
Blues. Here is a song I wrote about my hometown, but it's also about your hometown.
He's waiting for me. I get home from work. But things just ain't the same. She turns out the lights and she cries in the dark and won't answer when I call her in the heat. And on the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting out of the plane. And hey, baby, it's a 4th of July. Hey, baby, it's a 4th of July. It's a 4th of July. To go on the lost side of town in a dark apartment. We gave up trying so long ago. And on the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting. July. Hey, baby, it's a 4th of July.
we've been rocking the blues all night, but we'll slow it down for a minute. Make it ladies' choice. And I'm going to tell you a story. And for those of you who know the story, I'm going to make it quick, I promise. For those of you who don't know the story, I'm going to go into a lot of detail. I've got to stretch it out a bit. Now, here's the story. It comes in two parts. First part, my brother is on tour about 3 years ago on the European continent in the beautiful nation of Spain with his hyperkinetic combo, the Blasters. Yeah. And he's on stage in Valencia, Spain, and he doesn't feel quite right. And when he's finished performing for the people, they rush him to the hospital where my brother, this is true, my brother died. Now, meanwhile, back in the States, in California, I'm sitting watching the sun go down over the hills, and my phone rings, and I answer the phone, and the voice on the phone says, I hate to tell you this, but your brother has passed away. And I sat there for an hour, watching the sun slowly fade on the hillsides. Meanwhile, back in Spain, a wise, beautiful, smart Spanish doctor named Dr. Mariela Anaya Cifuentes, she did something I always wanted to do. She took her left hand, and then she took her right hand. She put them together into a mighty fist. She climbed up on top of my brother. And here's the thing I always wanted to do. She climbed up on top of my brother. She raised her mighty fist in the air. Two of this story actually takes place years before that happened, because in the beautiful cosmic chaos of the universe, time is elastic, right? So years before this happened, I'm sitting at my kitchen table. I got a blank piece of paper, I got a pen in my hand, and I got a melody swirling around in my head, but I do not know what the words are. And I'm sitting there, and then this name enters into my head, Dr. Mariela Anaya Cifuentes. Dr. Mariela. Dr. Mariela. 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 Mariela.
Touching my car. Why do you sing so sad, Marie Marie? Marie Marie. It's so lonely in these far lands. Please come with me to the bright lights downtown, Marie Marie. I said, hey, pretty girl, don't you understand?
crashing like a hump. And your butt say, I must go for me, boy. I said, hey, pretty girl, don't you understand?
Distinguished critically acclaimed novelist, road manager, Mr. Danny Bland. We could not do this without Danny. He puts up with us for five damn weeks. Now, let it shine, 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 let it shine. Please shine your love light, Chicagoland. Man who keeps everything rock solid back there. Keeps me from drifting too far into outer space. It's a joy and a privilege to play on stage with this gentleman from Austin, Texas. That's right. It's Brad Fordham on the bass.
my guitar hero, my philosophical role model. It's always a kick to be on stage with the man who is all killer, no filler from Portland, Oregon. That's Chris Miller on the guitar. Shine your love light back here on the drummer. She first came here with me with the guilty women, and though she wasn't the guiltiest of the guilty women, she was the second guiltiest. She's mighty and she's merciful, born and raised in Dripping Springs, Texas. Please give it up, Fitzgerald, for Lisa Pankratz on the drums. Big brother, Phil, goddamn Alvin.
Songwriter and guitarist extraordinaire, and well booted. My brother, of whom I'm very proud, Dave Alvin.